Wow, guys. Episode 87 is a banging episode today,
man,
baby.
Oh, man, take me back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How far back do you want to go? What do you want to talk about?
Take me back to the start of the pod where I can regret all the things that I said.
Do you guys see these flashcards right here? These have some deep questions that
Zach Dr. Filled me.
I Dr. Filled Waleed because we had to go deep today. Yeah. Deep, deep with the boys.
Oh, man. This is his fist.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we can do that. But we also talked about the Kendrick and Drake beef.
That's right. We also talked about Glizzy's.
Did you hear the JoJo Siwa beef?
Yep.
We play that song for you guys.
Did
as
you
well.
Also ever find out that I almost died one time recently?
Wow. That's actually a true story.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Dang. But anyways, please like, comment, subscribe, and enjoy episode 87.
Episode 87 of the Zach and Waleed Show. One thing I got to say before we start the show.
We have to leave.
No.
Right now.
No. Thank you for all the birthday wishes.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many sweet birthday wishes. I even got a couple of people saying, hey, I'm about to turn 30, and you're confirming all my fears of becoming 30.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
30 is our capping point.
And I had a very wonderful birthday. And I got my best buddy's pants. I'm wearing them right now. They're actually extremely comfortable.
Did you wear them just because of the pod and I'm here? Or
no,
did you actually like
them? No, I got that shit on right now, man. What are you talking about?
What's that shirt, brother?
This is my brother Bob shirt.
Please stand up and flex it hardcore. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an Arab minion.
May he be despicable.
Yes. I didn't want to put inshallah on it because I was I'm already doing a lot.
White people are like, I can't buy it.
No inshallah. I'm not buying this shit.
How's your first week of 30 been? Yeah, is that it for the episode?
That's it.
How's your first week of 30?
First week of 30 has been good. I actually took some time to reflect and figure out all the things that I accomplished. And now I'm just a new man.
Please talk about your birthday party at your mom's house.
Oh, yeah. Cringe. Cringe.
Meow.
It was my mom. It was actually so sweet. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was so good. had a great time.
It was my mom. It was my dad, my sister, my two nephews. Zach came. My boy Chris came.
Tatiana.
Oh, yeah, your wife as well. And we just had a good old time.
You know when you like hang out with friends and stuff and you're just about to like text each other? Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we're like driving like separately from each other and we were just both about to text each other like, bro, great seeing you today. We both texted at like the same time at me and you.
When?
We left your birthday party and we were we were on the freeway. We were like, "Hey man, great party! It was great seeing you." We texted it at like the same time.
I was
like,
"We don't see each other every damn week."
I was like, just about to send it, and I was like, it's too soon. Yeah. Like, I don't want to send it right now." We just left.
That's exactly what I wanted for my birthday. Just very wholesome family hangout, close people. My mom wanted to do it at like a fancy restaurant. I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to go to a fancy restaurant and dress up.
Yeah, but then I wanted to talk about your birthday gifts your mom got you.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You might watch this. Yeah. Okay, we talked about it, just don't clip it, all right? Because if we clip
it... Oh, she watched clips.
She watches the clips, all right?
Yeah. Not the actual episodes.
Yeah, so no one decide to clip it yourself in the hopes that it will go viral.
Abby.
Yeah.
Our number one fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's going to clip it.
She'll clip it.
She'll clip it. So basically, my mom, God bless her soul. First of all, I don't know... It's very hard to give clothes to somebody, right? Zach did a great job. He knew what I wanted. And it's basic, right? It's nothing like, you know, there's no branding on it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom got me like Balenciaga tight, like.
But from Italy.
I know, but like it could be fake.
Okay, but you went to Italy.
You're right. It did have the tags. But she got me like this like Balenciaga tees. I never wear Balenciaga. I don't like Balenciaga. All right.
I can tell. Yeah.
Not my style.
Brother Bob.
Brother Bob.
Inshallah.
Oh, she got me these like Balenciaga tees, and there was like they're like so thin, tight. Like I feel like if I wore them, I would be one, my man boobs would be sticking out. Mm-hmm. Two, I would look like a Persian fob.
Fob, fake ass bitch.
Yeah, fake ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and so she gave it to me. I was like, oh yeah, cool. I mean,
this is his facial expression. What he's saying right now is in front of everyone.
Yeah,
and everyone was like, everyone out loud was like, he hates them.
Yeah,
and Waleed was like, no, no, I love him. I love him.
Yeah,
and then he puts on this jacket that like is maybe middle school vibe.
Yeah.
And he's like, this I'll wear. And I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah, and then Zach goes, okay, then wear it next week on the pod. Wear it next week. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut your fucking
lip.
Yeah,
where is it, dude?
I didn't bring it. I'm not bringing it. I'm not wearing it. All right, don't want it.
But it was like, I mean, like I said, it was from Italy. It was such a, it was so nice. The green Balenciaga shirt was sick.
That was like some Essentials tea. Which Essentials okay. That's an okay brand. They make good clothes. But it was like a chroma key green, like green screen green.
Yeah.
That's a really tough color, for, at least for my complexion to wear. And first of all, I don't want to be out there and then people could just fucking green screen my body with shit.
I thought it was sick.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, I'll wear them eventually.
Yeah. Not your...
Yeah, if my mom's watching this, I'm so grateful for you, Mom, and I love my clothes. Yeah. Well, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to react? Of course you gotta say thank you.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't be like, this fucking sucks.
My mom does not watch any clips, and so you can clip away. My mom got me, it was a humorous gift.
Yeah.
She got me a denim, like my cat named Denim.
Yeah.
Meow. And she goes, sorry. I don't know why I keep doing
that. Why do you keep doing that? You have Tourette's?
she got me that, a Denim Dad sweatshirt.
Oh, that's cute.
But she's like actually asking me to wear it. And I'm like, I thought this was just like a gag gift. Yeah. Like, haha. But she got it for me, like my only gift on my birthday. And then she was like, it was like a little cold or whatever. And then she was like, why aren't you wearing your Denim Dad sweatshirt down here in LA? And I was like, just so many sweatshirt options. It was between Denim Dad and the one I'm wearing right now. Flipped a coin, lost.
Have I ever gotten you like a bad gift? I'm trying to think.
Probably not. Dude, your other gifts that you got, Chris got him Fortnite V-Bucks. Gift card.
Yeah.
And then I know, but like his, and then your girlfriend got you it. And then we were on FaceTime for that gift. And your facial expressions for both of those gifts was bar none better than any other gift that you got.
I'm like 10,000 V-Bucks right now.
So you opened the gift from Hannah. You were like, yeah.
This is it. You were like, I'm balling. Dude, I love, by the way, if you guys send me V-Bucks, please. There's a bunch of new skins out right now.
This is Fortnite.
I need the V-Bucks really bad.
You like opened the gift and you were like ecstatic. And I was just like picturing your facial expression for your mom's gift. Not anywhere near that.
And it was so funny when Chris gave it to me too at my mom's house. I was like, oh, like so excited.
Oh man, but you broke your sobriety on your birthday.
Yep, I had a little sip
of alcohol. I have to call you out on it. Just so we're at the same pace.
You're saying it like I had a problem. I just stopped drinking for a little bit.
Dude, that's like I think I said this before, but like when you go to restaurants, and like I used to just like restaurants was a mandatory for me and Todd's like weren't just me basically just to order a drink. Like that's my fucking going out. Like I won this for the week. I had a shitty week. I'm at a restaurant. I'm getting a drink. But now, like, I go to restaurants and I order, like, a soda, and I could tell the waiter's just expressions and his, like, vibe is just like, oh, this dude's just a fucking alcoholic, and he's, like, just recovering, and he's, like, not going to...
No, you can't just get a regular soda. They're not thinking that at all.
I don't think they are, bro.
Yeah, they're not thinking that. They probably just think, oh, I'm going to get a less hip now.
We went to Chili's with my dad and sister after golf, and we sat at the bar because it was packed.
Right.
It was an hour wait. Busy.
At Chili's.
Damn. Yeah. And they have the espresso martinis now.
That's right.
Yeah, so it was really packed.
Yeah.
And everyone was ordering those. So we sat at the bar, and then my sister gets soda water, my dad gets a water, and I get a Diet Coke. And I can see the bartender. He's just like, why the fuck are you guys sitting up here? Like,
yeah.
You guys can go to, you can have regular drinks.
The bar, they want big tabs. They want fucking like, oh, these guys are gonna get wasted. My tip's gonna be fat.
I just love the fact that you like order a soda and then you think in your mind that the waiter's going, man, fuck this guy, man. Fucking piece of shit.
This sober ass.
Sober ass piece of shit.
Dude, recovering guy.
When I first turned 21, Zach freaked the fuck out of me because he goes, dude, for the rest of your life, every time you go out for lunch or dinner, you gotta get a beer. I'm like, what? I was like, yeah. He's like, and dude, guess what? The bill gonna be 10 times higher now because you just gotta get beers, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey guys, we want to take a break to thank our sponsor, Joy Mode. Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like they're the best version of themselves. But the problem is, sometimes our thoughts get in the way of our performance, or maybe we feel like we're just not reaching our full potential.
What are our options? Pick up a sketchy gas station pill or get prescribed a drug with a long list of side effects? That's where our friends over at Joy Mode come in.
Imagine a supplement you could take, like your favorite greens packet, that gives you that extra dose of confidence that saves you the embarrassment and hassle of a traditional erection pill. Joy Mode's Sexual Performance Booster is an all-natural, science-backed solution to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and performance.
And it comes in a palm-sized packet like your favorite electrolyte powder. Stir it into 6 or 8 ounces of water 45 minutes before sexual activity and watch the magic unfold, literally.
Whoa. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, it also supports your blood vessels, cardiovascular health, athletic performance, blood pressure, and more. Redefine your intimacy and go to usejoymo.com for 20% off with code ZOZ. That's 20% off and free shipping with code ZOZ at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity. Joy Mode.
How does Joy Mode make you feel in the bedroom?
My blood flow down here?
Yep.
I am rocketing. I am just to the ceiling. My wow. Pants are just exploding with Joy Mode.
That's right, Zach. Go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with code ZOS at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code ZOS at usejoymode.com. Great sex solved naturally.
Yeah, I just realized at 31 that's not true anymore. Yeah, I was like, wait, that philosophy.
I just get a nice Diet Coke.
Yeah, that philosophy is out the window. Whoever taught me that? Damn.
However, you freaked the fuck out of me.
Yeah. I went to, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say, speaking about food, I also have to plug my big food pop-up.
Yeah, so what I was saying. Oh, go ahead, please.
Guys, again, if you want to make my birthday wishes come true, May 11th, big birthday pop-up in Eagle Rock, California. Come through the pop-up. We got Brother Bob Tees. We got good food. We got Zach serving food.
In the minion.
In the No. We got someone
what?
Else. Yeah,
oh,
we got.
Yay.
Oh, you didn't want to wear the minion costume?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Who did you get to wear it this time?
Oh, we haven't told you?
Oh, okay. All right.
We haven't told Kenny?
No.
I play it Saturday, so sorry.
The email didn't go through.
I got a crank in my neck.
We'll figure it out. We'll find someone.
You haven't found anyone?
Yeah, we'll find someone.
You have like 6
Let's do it like the really last minute, the day of, and just pick out of the group.
Oh, just a fan?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing after this? I'm going to go home probably. from 12 to 4, May 11th. I even brought some food for Kenny, actually, because you're not going to be able to make this one, right?
I think I can go.
Oh, fuck.
Well, thanks, man.
Brought for Connor.
I brought it for Connor,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you brought food for Connor.
Yeah,
dude,
I brought it for Connor, yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there, man.
Do you want to try one of the lambs?
Fuck yeah, dude, here, always.
Please.
Really?
Please. Thank
you,
man. Yeah, do a little taste test. I brought enough, too, so you guys can split it.
Open it up in front of the float cam.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Also, we do carry out now.
Yeah, this is where you get.
Do
you?
Yeah, we do.
Wait, save that.
Here we go.
Oh, God. I don't remember what I packed.
There's an ice in here. Oh,
some rice and lamb, my big boy. That's right.
Wait, can I see it? I didn't see it.
Oh, here. Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't like lamb.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That smell. I mean, it
smells
great,
good.
Great,
what the fuck?
Great for the pop-up. Great for the pop-up. Yep.
Look, Connor's get you one. Look, he's ecstatic. He has a whole lamb in his mouth.
Connor's working camera with one hand and eating lamb rack with the other.
I love lamb chops.
Ryan's like, why is there so much grease on these cameras?
I might have to. Here, let me see. I have to type today, too. So I
just do a little taste test and just lick your fingers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is it still warm a little bit?
Dude, it's warm. It's juicy. It's fucking amazing, dude. May 11th, nice. Eagle Rock. May 11th. Be there.
May 11th.
Hell yeah.
And we do takeout now.
So yeah, please expand on that.
If you can't sit and eat the thing, we got a little carryout container.
Do you have Postmates guys?
No, we don't. There's no Postmates. It's like you order.
Have you ever seen the Postmates guys? They hang out in parking lots and then they wait for Postmates orders to come through? Me and Toss, we went to Taco Bell one time and there was just a field of Postmates people. And they were just waiting for orders and like they would just like go in the parking lot and then they would bolt in, show the fucking phone, and then take off. And then another Postmates guy would come in, wait. It was like a, it was like the drunken order time, like 11 or 12. So like people were just like ordering constantly. And that's, yeah.
I have seen them go in like
it's crazy.
Like this.
Yeah. Now when people cut me, I always assume they're just like.
Yeah. By the way, some people just leave the food. You just grab it.
Yeah.
Why not just steal? The fuck?
Wow, that's a really good option. Think about it. I didn't even think of
just
that.
Just steal the food.
Wait, so who's doing the carryout?
You, I mean, you could be like, hey, do you want this to go or for to eat it? What do you mean?
I thought you had someone like coming to like doing like the fucking phone thing.
Oh no.
I thought you could like.
We have like a delivery driver.
Yeah, that's what I thought you had.
We did tell you. You're the delivery driver now.
That's what
in
I
the
was
mini leaving. Costume.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were that.
We actually have a whole getup for you, like a jumpsuit and a little bike, a little
dirt. I do love driving. So yeah. If you want like me as a Postmates guy, I'm so down for that.
Yeah, but I don't want you to go to people's houses.
I'm knocking.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a delivery driver?
No. I when I was down bad money-wise, we talked about this last pod, yeah. I was about to be Postmates driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tots would not let me.
I would not let you either.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not having you be a Postmates. I will fucking pay for you forever if you just do not.
I just don't like
guy.
The idea of you going to people's houses. It'd be like, this is a nice house.
He delivers it and he's like, all right, so here's your salad, but you didn't order a beer? Do you want me to go back and get you one?
Dude, you got
to
order a beer. That's the new rule.
I just think it's so funny the leave at your door option, but I'm just like waiting outside, just like trying to do my dance that I do.
They're for a like, tip? Yeah. They're like looking at the window to like wait for you to leave.
Sir, we see you outside. I have like the picture already taken. It's me.
How much do you tip when you order delivery? Like?
I do 10%. Okay, Postmates. Nice. But there's people that don't tip at all. Or they do like a custom tip and just do like even less than like.
Like a dollar?
Yeah, they do like that.
That's
like
fucked
that.
Up.
Well, I think
that's fucked up.
I think I do good by doing that because I always get responses from Postmates people saying thank you. So I assume that's a good thing.
I think the bar is really low. I think some people are fucking assholes.
Yeah, I don't think people tip.
The scariest is if they message you going, that's it? That's it?
No, I've seen the ring. I've seen the ring footage of them like confronting them and then like maybe just like tossing their food on the ground like to their face or some shit like that because they don't tip.
Dude, I had a lady. I ordered food on the 4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. In my neighborhood, yes, it was a little busy, right? A little busy, not like crazy, whatever, right? Not yet. It was still like 2 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. The lady goes, how dare you order food on 4th of July?
What the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, don't you know how busy and crazy it is right now? I could have got hurt. I was like, I didn't tell you to pick up my food.
What the fuck?
You picked up my food.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it optional? Don't they get to pick when they drive?
Yeah, they can pick. They can also pick how they get there too.
What the fuck?
And she's like, I drove through the busiest part of town just to get. I was like, dude, that was totally up to. Like, I gave her a big tip.
I was just about to say you probably did like
before though, not after. I was like, fuck you.
So what? You retracted
no,
she really it?
Got my tip. Oh,
okay. I lit fireworks off in my car. Do you realize how
but
hard
I didn't do anything? You came here. Don't get mad at me.
Another thing I want to ask you, kind of like on the same topic. One of me and Kenny's buddies on the softball team, he arrived at the softball game and he was kind of like disgruntled and we're like, what's wrong, dude? He was like, oh, I just got followed on the way home because I flipped off a guy driving.
What?
Yeah. And then me and Kenny were like telling him like, oh, dude, you should just give him the thumbs down. And he's like, thumbs down. And we're like, yeah, you just do the thumbs down. It's like the new flip off thing, but it's like way cooler, like way nicer. And I was like trying to think of other ways to like passively like tell someone that like, they're a bad driver. I was like blowing a kiss or like fucking like I do the thumbs down a lot.
Yeah,
that's my
I do this
off. Yeah, but you have to like they you could just you could just be like listening to Kendrick just
yeah
like,
yeah yeah wait that you thought
like you could just be like this but like you gotta fucking like shake your head and really
have you ever had
emphatically. Oh yeah, all the fucking time, but I just cuss in my own like world.
I cuss hardcore, and then I don't.
What kind of words do you say?
No, you know. Windows are up. No one hears it.
Everything's just free reign.
I think it's mainly fucking ass bitch.
Yeah.
You fucking ass bitch.
I say cock. You fucking cock.
Nice. That's a good one.
When I was like 16, when I first got my license, right? This is not advice. This is not, follow my behavior. When I was 16, when I first got my license, all I did was drive around Orange County just flipping random people off.
Oh.
It's like 16-year-old me, like.
In Orange County, though.
In Orange County, so people got pissed.
Which is 10 times worse.
Yeah, I don't know people get so mad.
It's Orange County.
People like fucking tailing me, following me, and shit. I'm just like,
Actually, that'd be bad anywhere you do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's now knowing I should have got shot.
Yeah.
I should have got shot. I should have been murdered. Yeah.
Did you have anybody chase you?
Yeah, I had a couple people follow me, but I just, I was fast, man. 16-year-old. Fuck.
In your Saab or Sentra?
In the Saab. It was like the week I just watched Tokyo Drift. Game over.
Oh, nice.
Game over.
You probably lost them so fast.
Yeah.
You're following me after Tokyo?
Tokyo Drift in really nice residential streets.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Nutrafol. Look at this bad boy. It's a little thin. We're getting a little thinning on the top.
It's happening.
But I think I'm getting a little bit better. If you reveal this bad boy, do you want to?
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding, and your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that.
That's why Nutrafol takes a whole-body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. Physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are clinically tested to multi-target root causes of thinning, including stress, nutrition, and lifestyle.
Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as aging and parenting, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Zaz. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Zaz. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Zaz. Thanks, Nutrafol.
Thank you, Nutrafol. We love you. Dude, there was a time my sister, my sister was bad road rage. Like, she was like, she would chew you out on the road. She cut some guy off. Guy got mad, which was fair, whatever, right? She rolled down her window. Fuck you, blah, 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 blah. The guy followed her to the gas station. I'm in the car. By the way, I'm like 16 at the time.
Yeah.
Like, she just got her license. And guy gets up all in her face, like, you think it's fucking funny to, like, in her face, whatever, right? I was like, oh, man, I have to be, like, the man in this situation. I gotta get in between the guy, right? And I don't know what happened because it was such a scary moment. All I remembered was I'm trying to push this guy back off my sister, but I'm grabbing his tits.
Nice.
And I'm just holding it like this. I'm just like staring at him. I'm not even staring at him. I'm just sucking on his teeth.
Nice cannon, bro.
But then he cooled off. He just drove off.
I can't see you being the man in any situation.
No. I'm pussing out. I'm running. I am running so fast.
You have a unique ability to get out of things
without
conflict. And I think that's a superpower that you can't teach.
I feel like I also have a very punchable face, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I give a good opportunity to be like, I could let this guy go.
Yeah.
I could really just give it to
him. But now you have a punchable face and a Tesla, which is
it's not good. But I'm also a diverse skin color.
That's minus 1 point
for them.
One
for me.
Minus 1 point meaning like it's one less of a wanting to punch you, but mm-hmm. 1 degree less.
That sounds like the new Hummer.
Yeah, just beginning of a Hummer, like so tiny and shit. No, but luckily, knock on wood, I haven't had any bad road rage. I heard a road rage story. One of my friends, he got, he, like chewed this guy out. He's like, fuck you, you fucking stupid god of his car. He was yelling at this guy, whatever, right? And he was like, oh no, actually, I'm just like a huge fan of you.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Followed him on the internet.
That's crazy. Yeah. A little bit.
But it's like, oh shit, my bad, bro.
Dude, you can't have road rage now with the new Waymo cars.
Why?
You know the Waymo? Waymo cars that are driverless. So like, I was driving down a road that requires like, you know, like West Hollywood or any like sort of LA roads that you have to like kind of split off to let someone go and then you come back into the road. Waymo, I don't think they have like just etiquette of just like street etiquette, you know, like
come through.
Yeah, like that. So Waymo was just driving all the way down and all these cars are like pushed over to the side and like it just wasn't stopping or pulling over for anyone to go all the way through. It was just like plugging along.
Yeah, who do you yell? You have to submit like a review.
Yeah, I was fucking pissed. I was like, because I was like moving over for like other cars before the Waymo and then the Waymo was just like following all the cars and I was just like, you can't yell at someone for like, dude, let me through. Like
they should allow you like to get their license plate number and then say, you fucking ass pinch cut.
Yeah, you know, like the please call about my driving. Like, yeah, it should be like numbers like
how's
that.
How's my driving?
Yeah, how's my driving? Really fucking bad. Your automated service sucks.
Dude, I'm excited for the future, but I'm also scared because if you think about those driverless cars, what happens if I have a heart attack? Right?
In the car.
Yeah.
And the driverless is driving.
And the car's driving by itself. I show up to a party, I'm dead.
Oh, Wally pregame.
Oh,
man.
I guess I'll put the address to the hospital.
That is a little scary.
Yeah.
I had some index cards with a series of questions for you, Wally. Yes. We are going to get a little deep here.
Okay.
And we're just going to find more about each other.
We know plenty about each other.
Oh, yeah. I honestly, these questions, I don't know much about you with these questions. Yeah.
Why should be like, what's your favorite color? Like, oh, dude.
So it's just a few questions.
Are you why do you get to have this?
Don't get nervous.
Why does he have index cards?
Because I came prepared for this random episode that we're having today. If there's one person you'd leave your will for, who is that person?
Like I'm leaving my stuff for?
You're dying, and there's one person you can leave all your money for.
I would probably say, and is this a joke answer or
up to you.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be deep for the Zach and Wally show.
Okay. If we're trying to be deep, I'd probably say my nephew.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra or Embry?
fuck. I have two.
You have two.
They can figure it out. I do have a favorite.
I saw the series of pictures of you. You guys are doing like the holding for your birthday where you hold your nephew in your arms and he gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Very cute. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Well, my other nephew doesn't even fuck with me.
Yeah, your other nephew.
I have one nephew who fucks with me heavy. One nephew, every time he sees me, crying tears.
Yeah.
Looks at Zach, happy.
No, if you stare at his second nephew or his youngest nephew for too long, he cries and is really annoying.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're supposed to stare at kids when they're cute and you're like, oh, you're being so cute.
Oh, you're being so cute.
But, like, you're not supposed to, like, watch him. So you have to, like, look out of, like, the corner of your eye to make sure he's, like, not doing anything bad.
But I don't have much to leave in my will. What, my kebab cart?
You have, okay, whatever. I'm not about to get into your finances, but I'm sure you could leave a decent amount for Ezra.
Nah, he'll be fine.
Dude, you got podcast cash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Zach and Wally show cash?
I even checked the bank account. I let it alone. Yeah.
What scares you the most?
Becoming homeless. That's a real answer.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm genuinely scared of becoming homeless.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah. You're street smart.
After being homeless?
He's on the street. We see Wally like homeless on the street. He's like, he's good. He's got it.
I'm
like,
high IQ on the streets.
I'm doing like a 3-cup Monty to like make money. Just like.
He's doing this on purpose. It's all a bit. Yeah. It's a bit.
It's a really calculated bit.
It's for views.
Yeah, but at the same time, do they have something figured out? Maybe they do.
Oh, you know what? Before we move on, Zach, you should also be answering these.
No.
What the fuck? Yeah, you should also answer. You can't have my answer.
But it's kind of the same. It's just like, I've said this before, like being washed up. Like that's my.
Oh, point. Well. That's, you're living in the moment.
He's not washed
up.
Dude,
I saw a comment the other day. What
I didn't say you. Oh, you homeless. You close. You close, bro.
What was that comment somebody wrote where they're like.
Oh, dude, that was one of the best comments I've ever
seen. That was such an interesting comment because it was like, Zach and Waleed ride this fine line of becoming extremely like
viral.
Viral. Or like,
just being just the background character.
Or like irrelevant.
Yeah.
And then like they're just straddling this line.
We always, I think we were talking about with us three at Getting Tacos or whatever. We get so close of like, we get in the For You page, we get the algorithm hitting us, and then we're like, oh, dude, we're fucking good.
Yeah, life is
like,
good.
And like, let's ride this. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, next week, it's just like the For You page just spits you back out, and like, that's it. And then it's like, fuck, like, we're back to just like, back to working harder for skits.
Yeah,
and like,
just fucking bring Vine back, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
If I just get my account back with all my followers, I'll be chilling.
We say the same shit about our episodes, too. We had Brittany Browski, who just like hit 100K.
That was a really good episode.
Big episode.
Yeah, take me back.
We have a solo episode. And we're like struggling to get views on it. It's like, what
I like
do
our,
we need to do, man?
I like our solo episodes.
I like our solo episodes, and I like having fun guests, and I don't mind what the numbers are, as long as I'm here doing it with my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that pod bank account?
I haven't checked.
No, but for real, like, obviously the guests bring in views, but yeah. I love just having, like, just the two
just
boys.
The fucking boys, dude.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more fun to me than guests, actually.
Yeah, it is, for sure. A deeper one. This one we could maybe cut if you don't answer. How do you think you'll die?
Oh, fuck. Shit. Dude, what the hell? I thought we were talking about like Gooning and Rizik and shit.
Mine's cancer. I think I'll die.
Yeah, well.
Cancer. I think it'll come back.
Don't say that. What the fuck?
What?
Don't say that.
I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
My mom has it. My cousin has had it. My mom's aunt has passed away from it. It's all in my family.
Yeah, but inshallah, God will not.
Nah, there's no brother Bob in this situation. I bet you it will.
You like you die, and the first person you meet in heaven is brother Bob.
I'm like, I'm in hell for sure.
And is Kenny wearing the mask? Yeah. Oh, dude, finally.
Get in your suit, brother.
Yeah. No!
I think I'll probably die to some freak accident. Honestly.
Some freak Tesla?
Yeah, like damn, some freak fucking... Dude, I almost died drowning at the beach like 4 years ago.
What?
I didn't tell you this.
No?
Yeah, I went to Dana Point, dude. You know how big those waves are in Dana Point?
At Doheny?
Yeah, no, wherever that Ritz-Carlton is.
Oh, Salt Creek.
Yeah,
Riz?
Yeah.
Yacht?
Riz
level 100?
Yes.
Nice!
Yeah, the waves there get like 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
So at some point yacht
level...
Waves? Yeah, level 10.
Yeah. Imagine that's the last thing I hear as I'm dying. It's like, oh my god, it's wrist level. It's going down. And lifeguard, yeah, it's like some 16-year-old kid. I was swimming. I was swimming, and I got like pulled into like a swell or something. And I didn't know like if you're deep into the ocean, you're not supposed to try to like, you can't waste too much energy, like, you know, trying to swim back because you're just going to tread.
Be calm.
Yeah. Which I was not calm.
There's no way you can be calm when you're drowning.
I'm getting pulled further and further and further. And then I'm like by the surfers at this point, and one of the dude goes, you're not supposed to be here. I'm like, I know, bro. What the fuck?
It's brother Bob.
Yeah.
Angelic brother Bob.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be here. Like,
it's him with the light behind him. Like, it's not your time yet. He pushes
you back into the wave. So then I eventually like a couple waves crash over me. I'm like damn near like rolling onto the beach. I'm like, yeah, I'm yakking water, like hardcore yakking water. Lifeguard comes over, checks him if okay. Just to be goes, dude, where were you?
Bro.
Because he lost me. He couldn't see me like far into the water. And all I remember, I was like, dude, I legit almost died.
Did I ever tell you about my honeymoon story where I almost drowned? I may have said this on something, but I was me and Tots on our honeymoon. We were in Cancun. Oh, I forget.
Your honeymoon?
I forget. It was somewhere in Mexico. Anyways,
well, I know how you're gonna die.
Yeah. I'm not a good swimmer. If I ever swim, I probably will be drowning. Anyways, off a boat swimming, I was intoxicated.
Yeah.
And the whole time she was like, we're gonna get to this point in the boat ride where we'll get out in the water. If you're not a strong swimmer, please don't stray too far away. We have swimming line for everyone. But if you feel like you're a strong swimmer, you guys can go ahead, get out now. So I was like, I think I'm fine.
It's the alcohol. I just like got out.
I got this.
Yeah, I got out in the water. I started just like floating and just like getting, you know, whatever. And this dude that was on the boat with me recognized me, and he waited the whole time to talk to me until the water. Like, we were in the water, and I'm just like, fucking, the water's like the water's up above at my chin, and he's like trying to talk to me. I'm like, yeah, dude, thanks, man. Like, I'll keep making those videos, like blah blah blah, like that. I'm just like fucking, like struggling, dude. And then like finally, I grab I don't even grab the line. I like look up. I'm the last one off the boat. Everyone was back on the boat. The dude that I was talking to, I realized he wasn't even near me anymore. He was back on the boat.
Just a shark?
Brother Bob. I don't fucking know. No, but he was like talking to me for a little bit, and then I just realized like the conversation was gone, and I finally like got a little of my head up, and I realized I was by myself, and the line was nowhere near me.
So you couldn't grab onto anything?
Yeah, could not grab on anything. Oh, and I started freaking the fuck out. And I'm like, again, not a good swimmer, but I was just decent enough to where like I could get it. Guess who's back on the boat, safe and sound? My tots didn't help me at all. I was like, what the fuck? Where were you?
You were so confident.
Yeah, dude.
You were being so confident.
I was so mad at her. She was laughing her ass off. She was like, oh, you know, like, there's always situations like, oh, would you help me if I'm drowning? No, she was back safe and sound on the boat. Like,
dude, margarita?
Yeah, she's... Anyways, that was the fucking...
Dude, the ocean's a fucked up place. I can never do a cruise.
Yeah.
You'll never see me on a goddamn cruise.
Yeah, cruises are fucking bad.
Really, cruises are terrible ideas, first of all.
They kind of give me the ick, too. Yeah. I know that they're for... I know people are happy going to them, but they... Like, the whole theme of them and, like, the clientele just kind of gives me the ick.
All I can imagine the clientele is that big guy in Lilo Stitch with the sunburn on his nose. That's all I imagine those types of people going to cruises.
It's like you're trapped on a mall, in the middle of the ocean, basically, is how I view them.
Do you want to answer how do you think you'll die?
I'll die in the corner. Atta boy. Yeah. I'm going to fucking die in this corner,
couple
baby.
Couple people check in on you. We'll check in on you.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
What is your dream wedding?
Oh, dream wedding? Fuck.
Do you have to have it? Honest question. Like, do you have to have it in a mosque or like a...
What the hell, dude? Whoa. Whoa, dude, chill.
I hate it whenever I ask some religious...
You think I'm kissing in a mosque, bro?
Looks like Zach's drowning again.
Yeah, it looks like Zach's drowning in hell.
Where's our lifeguard to fucking rescue me?
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Lifeguard can't save me from this one.
That's a fair... Your cousin didn't,
My cousins? Yeah, there's a ceremony. You have to do a ceremony, I think. Where I don't think you have to do it at a mosque, but the priest will come to your crib and like you have to do like some you have to like sign papers and you have to give money. It's a whole weird thing. It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful ceremony.
Was this part of your dream wedding?
No, my dream wedding is Las Vegas. Then we hit the tables and we bet everything on black.
Fuck yeah!
And we double it and we give it to the next person.
Fuck yeah! Mm-hmm. Is that real? Like, do you really want to get married in Vegas?
No, I don't think... I'll probably keep it chill. Just whatever my birthday was, I'll just keep it like that.
Your mom's house?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
House. Yeah.
Like a backyard wedding?
Like, very, very chill.
Nice.
I don't want anyone looking at me.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
No best man, nothing like that.
Oh.
No bachelor party. Oh, God. Bachelor party?
Not a single best man.
No, not a single... Sorry, Connor.
That's cool. That's cool. Next one. What does your dream home look like?
Oh, good Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
What?
You know, I'm kidding. Dream home would probably be... One time, dude, I was in Greece, and we went boat riding or whatever, and there's all these, like, small islands, and this guy had a crib on an island, and it was just him by himself on the island, and we saw him showering naked. He was just like, hey,
huge cock.
Welcome to Santorini.
We slowed the boat down. Oh, that cock was fucking nice.
The house is... I want to live his life.
That was a Greek god cock. I've ever seen one.
Well, imagine you live on an island, you're taking a beautiful shower, and you just have the whole island.
Molly, the question was dream home.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
But that cock. Oh, man, that cock. I'll never forget that.
I want that one day. Everyone thinks he's talking about the dude.
Dude, Greeks are packing. I have no idea.
Okay, so you want a naked man in your home.
Yeah, no, I want to be the naked man.
Got it. Okay.
You'll drive by my island. Hey!
You're just living in like a cul-de-sac, yeah. Like windows open. The shower's in the family room. The blinds are open.
Dude, well, it's funny. Imagine if like I had an island and my cock's out and they're like, oh, I can't see anything. Can you guys see anything?
That man does not shave at all.
Is he wearing pants? I don't know.
What's your dream home? So
that is like dream home, like
on the beach,
on the beach or on the island
with showers open.
Yeah, over. Open showers.
Got it.
Yeah,
one story or two story?
One story.
Nice.
Scares or scary?
And you want a backyard for Eve?
Yeah, backyard for Eve, and then I want to have my little boats and my canoes.
So you want like a beach, one story beach house with a backyard?
Well, what was Epstein's Island set up? Whatever that was. Just
well, it was good escape access.
Yeah.
In case anyone,
balls,
in case you get swatted. Yeah.
Maybe stripped from my plane when I escaped. Yep.
And they had underground stuff.
Yep. Submarine. Yeah. Obama's on my flight list.
That's cool. You're cool with everyone.
Yeah. My list, my FC Island list is lit.
Zach, what's your dream home?
I think I want a two-story. I think it would be up in the bay. That was my next question, is where do you want to live?
Yeah.
It'd be up in the bay, two-story. I want a backyard, residential area. I'm not like a forest guy, beach guy, city guy. I just want a
neighbor.
Yeah, I just want a quiet, calm, white neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh man, bro.
I'm just kidding.
Oh man. Oh, I know exactly where you
want
to live.
No, I just want like a street where like, you know, the kids can play wiffle ball in the front yard. But I know like this is all just once the fucking money realization happens in my bank account, I'm going to be fucking like...
Well, I guess we're doing a studio.
Yeah, anywhere that's acceptable. But yeah, that's my dream home. Wait, are you an OC? Is that where you want to live?
Yeah, I'll probably stay in California.
Okay.
Yeah somewhere along California. Yeah.
Nice.
Or space. I don't know, what the fucking like couple
Ooh,
years.
Boy.
Couple years everyone's going to space. You see SpaceX?
Would you go to space?
You could buy a ticket to space now with SpaceX. And even visit the International Space Station.
Yeah. Get on that.
The first thing I'm doing, I'm peeing.
You know me and travel.
Oh, dude.
You see a naked guy showering on the International Space Station.
Yo, the space station.
I want that one day.
Yeah. Dude, by the way, Zach has never left the country before.
Yeah.
Is it true?
He's never, because he has like flight anxiety.
And he's on the no-fly list.
And he's on the no-fly list. Dude, just something unrelated.
Is that true? You have flight anxiety?
I mean, it's not like flighting. I just like, I don't prepare for flights well. Like I don't download music. I don't read books. I don't sleep because like I always get the fucking middle seat because Tots gets the flight for us and she gets the window or aisle and she puts me in the middle, which is totally fine because I don't. Yeah. But I just like, I get like there's one flight I remember that really pissed me off is I was so close to sleeping, but this dude was watching a movie with full on light, like as bright as it could get. And I just like couldn't fucking fall asleep. So I put my mask over my eyes and I just like try to sleep like that. And like,
didn't work. I could sleep in whatever position.
Yeah, like, I can't do that.
Dude. This was, oh, fuck, dude, get me in this position. I'm out.
Really?
I'm out for 8 hours straight, not moving at all.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So literally, it's to the point where I wake up and they go, people next to me go, how do you do that?
I'm honestly really jealous. You sleep like that in the Tesla.
Yeah. All the time. I'm sleeping right now.
But we're going to Italy in October.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah.
What are you going to do there?
I don't want to go.
Exactly.
Why do you want to go to Italy?
I want to go to Italy, one of the most beautiful countries in the whole world.
I've been regretting this for the longest fucking time.
I was talking to his wife. She's like, yeah, we might go to this part of Italy. And we might, you know, drive up here, whatever, take a train here. And Zach goes, nope.
I just don't have, I'm not like a traveling guy. I'm totally happy living in LA, dude, living in the Bay.
I can't wait.
Fucking California guy.
I can't wait till you meet someone who doesn't speak a lick of English and you try to talk to her.
I can fucking like, it's my face looks a Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, whoop.
You want to suck my dick? Google Translate.
Oh, so he speaks English when dick sucking comes around?
No, he's holding Google Translate. Like, oh my God.
You want to lick my pole?
He speaks English the whole time. And I'm just like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck about traveling.
The only thing I like traveling with is baseball stadiums in the U.S.
That's not traveling. That's visiting a stadium.
Yeah, that's all I do.
You gotta go to like India. Like you gotta go.
I'm totally you gotta get fine with not doing that.
You gotta get like a culture shock once in your life.
I'm good. I'm happy living. I just like I'm in my own little bubble. Yeah, love it.
I love America.
I don't even. It's not even America. Just. Like my apartment, like my couch, like my cat. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. You want next question?
Yeah, next question, please.
Oh, no. Nope, that was it. Sorry.
Well, you didn't answer the first one, I remember. You got to answer the first one.
My will?
Yeah. Who's Tots. In your will? Oh, right.
What the fuck, dude?
Okay, you can't say Tots. Who else?
God. It's between my dad, my sister, and my mom. Which sucks. Because, like, I love them all the same, but each one, like, my sister is fine. Like, my sister, nurse, she's made bank.
Yeah.
She's chilling.
Yeah.
But love her, because we're really close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because how do you split it between your mom and your dad?
I know, dude. My parents hate each other,
I
too.
Know. I mean, they're gonna get pissed. Because you got to split it equally.
Oh, damn.
For Zach's mom, you are the lawyer. You are getting his house, all his financials, and a bunch of other cool stuff. Dad, you're getting his baseball card collection.
But my mom's been through hell. My dad's also been through hell. So I don't fucking know. It's between one of those two. I can't even say it.
Dude, a will's weird. Like, how are you supposed to react when, like...
You can split the will. I just, for the question, I just...
Yeah. But, like, if, like, obviously someone's dead and they're like, yeah, you're about to get, like, 500K, you're like... Oh no. Oh.
Actually, I kind of want that.
Oh no. Your eyes are like this, like smiling.
Who's crying harder?
Yeah.
Dude,
that's...
Wait, what stage of cancer did I have? Four? Four? Oh,
I don't know what it is. But for brown people, at funerals, for some reason, all like, it's almost like a competition of who could cry the most. Like, damn. All my aunties and shit, literally, like, oh, like, full on screaming. So they're all, like, out trying to compete each other. I'm like, yo, I'm never, like, passing out and shit. Like, I need water. Like, all crowd. I'm like, yo, you didn't even know this person. This is, like, our third cousin.
This isn't being recorded. You don't need to fucking, like.
But legit, it's, like, all a competition. Like, there's a group here, and they're all in cliques. And they're all
funerals are being clipped on TikTok. Like, who can get the most viral moment? I wanted to get at least into music because I know Kendrick and Drake and all this shit is like happening right now, but like, how is music for you? Like, do you actually like feel music? Do you get spiritually into music? Like, do you listen to a song and just like tune everything out and just like really get into the lyrics and shit like that?
Okay, so I have three types of music.
Okay.
One type is just hardcore techno, right? That's locked in music.
That's your gym.
That's the music. Yeah, that's the music where I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm like editing. It's locked in. There's no words, right? It's just boom, 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 boom.
Adderall
boom.
Music.
Yeah, Adderall music. Yeah. Fet music.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And then, then I have, you know, my hip hop, right?
Nice.
I have a good fit on. I'm feeling myself. I'm trying to be hard in the car.
Yep. You always, whenever like we're driving together, you always try to put me on hip hop music.
Yeah.
You don't put me on like your fucking Adderall music.
Oh, no. Because you're not on Adderall.
Yeah.
And then the third one is just like, I don't know, funny, goofy, you know, classic Journey, probably some white shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have a relation to everything. The rap beefs and like that stuff. I used to be super into when I was working at All Def, but now I'm just like,
you kind of had to be at All Def.
Yeah, it's all flying over my head now.
Yeah. Because, like, Kendrick is the one artist that I absolutely love, but I still, like, even like the Euphoria that just came out for the Drake diss and then the 616 song that just came out, like, before this, I sent it to you. I'll listen to it, but I'm still like, you know those threads on Twitter, like, oh, check out these lyrics, they mean this.
No way, he cooked him.
Yeah, like, I'm not like that. Like, I've never, like, I know Noel just on the TMG pod, they did, like, the walkthrough of, like,
all the lyrics,
the beef and shit, and Noel, like, gave this heartfelt, like, explanation of each thing, and, like, I'm not like that.
Well, it's good, because it's like, you also own up to not there's people who pretend
yeah
that they know what's like what the lyrics mean. Like they're like listening to the song, they're like, oh no way, he just did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm not
right
like
now.
That at all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
like I
all deaf, that was me.
Oh really?
Oh shit, no way he said that, man. This guy's crazy.
You go on and just put on Britney Spears. Yeah,
or like I look it up when it meant after.
Oh, wait, should I have reacted like that?
Oh fuck, he cooked him.
But there one concert that I think you bought for me for my birthday. Kendrick, yeah. That was a sick concert. Like Kendrick's my favorite artist, yeah. But like even at the concert, I'm not a concert guy. Yep. I don't go fucking like crazy at a concert. Yep. Like I'll dance.
Yeah.
But like when the song comes out, like my favorite song, I'm not like, oh shit,
Riz party.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not like that. I just like, oh hell yeah, I love this song. Yeah. But I just like songs that make me dance.
Right.
I like songs that like are easy to listen to. I'm very like surface level music fan.
Yeah.
But I do love music, and I do love music that just makes me dance. That's basically it.
Concerts are weird because like concerts have changed so much in the last like couple years. Like what Drake, all he does, Drake's concerts now are just Mr. Beast videos.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Birkenbag for you.
Yeah,
money
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I do love a surprise artist. Like when someone brings out like someone that's been like MIA for like a long time, I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah. But that's cool.
That's all you do really
say.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh shit.
Oh,
all
right. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But what'd you think of like Euphoria? And,
I thought the song was great. I also like, I'm just so tired of rap beef.
But now it's like Kendrick beef, I feel, is different than like other beef. Because Kendrick's songs, like, I love the switch ups that he did in Euphoria. He did like three
it's
different
songs. It's a great song.
It was sick.
I'm not saying that, but you guys are both rich as fuck. You guys are going to physically hurt each other.
True.
So it's not, whatever.
But I thought, like,
what happened to Suge Knight? Are we just go kill people?
I don't even know the artist.
Yeah.
Who's like the, what were you going to say?
He like ran somebody over.
Suge Knight. Yeah. Who are the artists that,
he comes in here.
Who are the artists right now that are like, they actually like, they're in jail for like bringing guns and shit. And like there is artists that just went to jail for saying that they killed people in their song.
Young Thug.
And then it like was in court. Yeah. It was in court that they like murdered people. And then it's like, well, yeah, you did it. And he's like, damn, I guess I did.
No, he's just like, I made it in a song.
But there is artists.
Yeah,
like
true. I'm not saying kill each other, but just fight each other.
Yeah.
Punch each other. Fuck.
Yeah. On cam.
Yeah.
So we know it's real.
Yeah. but I'm curious because, like, I will say, every time there's like a beef with Drake or whatever, it's just so vanilla. It's just like so, like, I don't know, it's like almost cringe in a way.
Yeah.
The way that he responds. Like, remember when the Meek Mill and Drake thing was happening, like, way back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a photo of Norm Kelly, who's like the mayor of Toronto at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all it was like Norm Kelly posted a picture to Meek Mill and was just like, L. Like, oh, dude, what is
yeah,
that?
They're yeah, they're trying to do social media yeah. shit. But yeah, have you heard of the JoJo Siwa beef?
No, she's not beefing with anybody. Yes. Have you seen her dance, by the way?
Yeah.
How does it go? Yes. Please, 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 please. what is that dance?
I don't fucking know. I know I did not do that right. It's so good. I love whoever fucking tweeted that compilation of her doing it.
And she's doing it faster and faster.
But I guess she's been doing it for a while, so yeah, she's trying to make
there's
it
a compilation
great
of it.
Yeah. But she has a beef song with Kendrick.
No, she's
and Drake. Yeah.
Are they safe?
I don't know.
Safe?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
You okay to play it? How'd you get it? Drake,
your accent's so weak. Can't understand a word you speak. Claiming to be from the great north. But your Canadian twang, it's a joke, of course. Kendrick, this beef's overrated. All you do is talk, it's so exaggerated.
Oh,
but
shit,
it's time for Drake to step up his game. Fight me, JoJo Siwa. That's my claim to fame. I'm bringing the heat. I'm bringing the fire.
Do the dance of the drop.
Drake, you better be ready to retire. Your accent may be soft, but my words hit hard. I'm the pop sensation. JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa. Ooh. JoJo Siwa.
pretty good, dude.
That's pretty good. She's cooked.
Yeah, she had a male accent.
Yeah.
That whole vocal time.
She wrote the lyrics, though.
Yeah, she did write the lyrics.
Yeah,
she just wasn't feeling good that time in the stew.
Yeah.
But I've been having an absolute field day on that website.
Oh, CeeLo?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been to, like, a studio when someone's actually recording music and, like, you know, like, kind of nodding your head as they're, like, playing?
Maybe. I don't know.
There's one time we went, it was for Market, we went to The Game.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're like dropping off clothes or like talking about a collab or whatever, right? And he goes, "Oh, let me play you my shit that I got." And so we're like, listen, we're all just like, you know, nodding our head, like, "Oh,
that's your sleeping formation."
Yeah, I'm sleeping. But like, you can't in the studio, you can't not like something, right?
Yeah, you're the hype man.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, fuck, this is like the best thing you've ever made," whatever.
Yeah, right? The goal is to get out of the studio.
So then he played us this diss. This is before it came out. He played us his diss track for Eminem. Eminem.
Whoa. Brother.
Whoa. Eminem.
Don't cry again. Stop.
And he set it up like, "Man, no one comes after Eminem. I'm going to get him." So he like played us a song and it wasn't good.
No shit.
Yeah. And we're just like, "Oh, dude, he's going to be cooked after this. Like, are you sure you want to go after him?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to get him." And we're like, "Oh, fuck.
Are you sure you want to go after him?"
Because like, oh, man. No one goes after Eminem.
No. Let me talk to you on the side real quick.
Are you sure you want to go after him? Like, because I don't really think you should go after him.
I stutter again. Eminem. He goes, "Oh, fuck, I'll use that for the chorus." No.
Please, God, no. Well, what's your heart out today for?
Oh, guys, I have a heart out because I'm going later today on the H3 podcast live.
Wow.
That's right. I'm going to be delivering food. Oh, by the way, I haven't told you. So I'm bringing the shawarma machine costume, and I need you to put on the shawarma machine. I know it's a little last minute, but because I got to be like, you know, I got to be bringing the food and like, you know, talking to like Ethan and them. And
oh my God.
To the cast. And
is
like,
he going
to
fit in shawarma machine?
Yeah, we'll find a way. When there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, there's a will. Yeah. And there's, your name is not fucking on.
You don't mind wearing it last minute?
That's fine.
Yes.
Hey, you remember that Twisted Tea ad?
Here we go again, guys. I made a mistake on my timing.
What happened?
Zach says, "Hey, I need you to come to like film it." But me and Zach's relationship is all based on favors, mm-hmm. right? Zach does me a favor. I do him a favor. We never ask for money, right? So always favor based. So it was my turn to, you know, help him with his favor.
It was in the contract.
It was in the contract
of our friendship.
And last minute, I said, "Hey, I can't make it."
What was last minute? Because the shoot was at 12:30. When was this last minute?
Like 11:30.
Oh, yeah. How many people did I need for the
like
skit?
4 or 5.
Yeah. And I had like 3 people bail already.
Yeah. Well, once I heard the idea.
And it was a fucking great
ad. Once I heard
the
idea, I'm outie.
It turned out really good.
It came out really
Thank
good.
Thank you, Cash.
I bailed on him last minute and he hasn't fucking dropped it since.
Because it was like, I've asked for 4 favors of you in a row. I've asked for you to edit a video for me.
Yep.
I've asked you to help me with some sound effect thing.
Yep.
Both times you fucking did not reply.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Dude, unemployed you, by the way,
is lazy as fuck.
Dude, you don't reply to texts anymore until like 10 a.m. And like, I assume like, yeah, you wake up Eve, you make breakfast for your girlfriend.
Go back
like,
to bed.
Go back to bed. So that's like 5 a.m. and 8 or 9 a.m. and then like you take another nap.
Yep.
But now like I know to ask the favors for you at like 11, 12 and beyond.
Because I'm
like,
knocked out. I'm out.
Anyways, it's all good.
Yeah, you sure? It doesn't seem like it.
Because another favor is the shawarma machine, the minion I'll probably wear
for
the pop-up.
Yep. You're going to start doing Uber Eats.
Uber
for
Eats.
The car. It's all for the card, though.
Yeah.
You know how your wife didn't want you to do Uber Eats? It goes out of context. Now this is just for the cart.
Love you, man.
Love you, too. I love this guy, man. He'll do anything.
I need to come up with a few favors. I don't do anything. I need to go with some favors. Yo, can you get another gas?
Can you help me, like, hang on this light bulb?
Yeah, dude. That's where we're at with my favors.
Damn. Well, hand up, dude. I also bailed, so it's
but
not
you have, me. Like, you have 3 pods that you're producing.
Yeah.
Like, and it was during work day. And I knew you had, I didn't think you had anything going on.
Yeah.
So that's why it surprised me when you bailed.
Yeah, because I was designing some hot fire.
Yeah. It's all good. It turned out sick. So fuck
it,
you.
It did turn out well.
Let's play it.
No. Here it is. I don't care.
Do you have time for Kenny's Corner?
Oh, sure, man. Fucking A. Yeah, let's do it.
Hang on. Hey, before Kenny's Corner, what did I see on your story yesterday?
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is actually a great segue. So today in Kenny's Corner, we'll talk about hot dogs. We have a company kickball team here at TMG, and there's this challenge that people are doing. They're going to Major League Baseball games and eating 9 hot dogs, drinking 9 beers in 9 innings. You have to finish it all within the time frame of the game, okay? Mm-hmm. So I thought I would do it while playing kickball. So I did 7 hot dogs, 7 beers in 7 innings.
Quick pause.
Yeah.
I thought your hammy was hurt. Are you playing in the game or are you just on the sidelines?
I thought I was good and I was pitching and I was fine. And then I kicked the ball.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, ouch.
You're a dumbass. Sorry.
I stopped playing and I just mowed the hot dogs. I just played catcher.
Continue.
Dude, I did it. I did the fucking
You finished?
Challenge. I finished it.
You sucked down 7 glizzies?
I sucked down 7 glizzies, 7 beers, and then I threw up 10 minutes after the game.
Did you actually?
It was worth it, man, because we got the dub, too. We also won the game, so it was like
fuck yeah.
2 wins.
So did you
one,
yak it all out, or did it come out eventually from...
Oh, dude, I yacked probably over half of it out 10 minutes later.
Okay, can you imagine if me or you, last night, before the podcast, had 7 beers?
We'd be dead.
Dude, there's no way I would come on the podcast.
I would not come at all. I'd be in the hospital.
I don't know how I'm here right now, honestly.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, are you still drunk?
All right, so that's a good segue because I ate 7 hot dogs last night, but and 7 beers, but it was nothing even close to this legend from the New York Mets game this week. This guy put down, it looks like, 9 hot dogs
Jesus
and
10 Christ.
Beers on dollar hot dog night at the Mets game, and he was escorted out by security because he was causing a scene. He was eating so many hot dogs that you can see in this clip, people were throwing hot dogs at him to eat.
Yeah.
And so because it was a security risk, flying projectiles, they kicked him out.
So. I am jealous. New York fans, like people on the East Coast, party way harder than people on the West
Coast.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Like, dude,
yeah.
Going to games like a Mets game like this, like I get people aren't sports fans, but like this is fucking like hilarious.
That's a moment.
This is fucking like East Coast fans, I like actually don't really like you sports wise. But fun-wise, like, you guys are fucking the best. I'm so jealous.
Okay, that's the American dream.
That's so sick.
That's the American dream.
Salute to him.
Zaw salute. You know, my parents, when they came to the country, they said, I want to eat 9 glizzies.
That is like a fucking baseball
American
dream.
Yeah.
But again, I could not do 10 beers and then just hop on a podcast the next day, dude. Sign us off, Will, dude. We're off to H3.
That's right, guys. You'll see us on the stream.
That's it.
You'll see us on the stream that's live then, and then you'll have to wait a week until this comes out. No, thank you for watching episode 87. Be sure to comment, subscribe,
and
like.
Thank you guys for 4K subs.
That's right. That's right.
Honestly, thank you. I know we're on a slow climb, but we're climbing.
We're
regardless.
Yeah.
And we appreciate each and every one of you guys for liking, commenting, and subscribing. We have some great stuff coming out, great skits.
Yep.
And we enjoy doing the pod solo, but we also have great guests as well.
That's right. And we love all 4,000 of you except that one guy.
Oh.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
4,001.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that guy,
dude. Yeah. Anyways, goodbye, guys.
Bye.